Good afternoon and welcome to Soundbites for November 26th, 1989. The first Soundbites after Thanksgiving, and we hope you had a very pleasant holiday season. I'm Bob Smith, and on today's show we're going to kick off with a segment on integrated software, trying to unravel the mysteries of same with Phil Gross, the computer coach, who looks at First Choice and other popular programs. We'll find out if such a package is for you. Then, in a holiday replay of our recent conversation with Esther Dyson, we'll hear from one of the most influential commentators in the computing field. Then comment by Dan Ruby of MacWeek, a member of the Soundbites panel of commentators. But first, the latest in computer news. We're feeding our computers more heavily. The Software Publishers Association says Americans bought 10% more software this past quarter than it did the same time a year ago. And American software publishers are seeing their export sales grow by a full 25%. Surveys show spreadsheet packages like 123 or Plan Perfect are the fastest growing segment, up 39% from a year ago. We asked the association's executive director, Ken Wash, what overall categories of software are the hottest sellers.
Largest being spreadsheets, second largest is word processors, third largest is databases, and fourth is graphics. The fifth is recreation. There's some terrific new entertainment applications that were introduced this year, taking advantage of improved graphics and sound to some of the home computers.
Wash attributes the growth in the spreadsheet segment to revised software packages introduced by major publishers, including Lotus, Microsoft, and Borland, among others. Next week, we'll be checking back in with Ken Wash for part two of our conversation to find out where the software industry is going and what it's likely to offer us during the 1990s. Up to now, computer manufacturers have insisted that the monitor screens that they supply are absolutely harmless, even though video display terminals have been blamed by some health and safety experts for everything from eyesight problems to unusually high incidences of miscarriages by pregnant women. Well, now IBM says it is doing something about the radiation problems, whether or not they really pose a danger. The computer giant has announced new developments which will reduce emissions of very low-frequency radiation from its monitors. IBM is not admitting that any cause and effect relationship exists between the emissions and those reported health problems, but it says it's responding to market demands and concerns among its customers. It says many of its monitors already will meet its new and more stringent requirements, and the rest will be brought up to standard as soon as possible. Other major computer makers, including Compaq and Hewlett-Packard, say they are still studying any potential problem, but as of now, they see no danger in their current products to users or manufacturers. We hope to have further coverage on this issue next week. Most observers in the computer industry think things are going to get much more competitive, with heavier discounting and software bundle packages proliferating as companies fight to retain market share. But the head of one of the giants sees things a bit differently. Compaq chairman Ben Rosen has told analysts he thinks the PC industry is going to remain a high-growth industry for the foreseeable future, thanks to new and more powerful products. This despite signs of slower PC sales in recent weeks by all manufacturers, including Compaq. Rosen thinks that they will pick up once again, though, once new products like his forthcoming DeskPro 486 hit store shelves in the next 6 to 8 weeks. High-powered, high-priced portable computers continuing to roll out. Toshiba and Dell Computer have both introduced battery-powered machines to compete with Apple and IBM in the growing market. The Dell machine has a 40-megabyte hard disk drive and 2 megabytes of random access memory as standard. It will list for just under $4,000. The comparable Toshiba machine lists for $2,000 more. However, analysts in the industry say heavy discounts that retailers often offer on Toshiba machines may leave it just a few hundred dollars higher than the Dell when you visit your vendor. IBM says it has licensed some of its memory chip technology to Micron Technology of Boise, Idaho, to strengthen the domestic chip-making industry and fend off Japanese competition. IBM is licensing both design information and production technology necessary to make the high-capacity memory chips which will be used in the next generation of PCs expected in the early 1990s. Those chips could have up to four times the computing power of such processors as today's commercial state-of-the-art Intel 486. IBM says it will continue to forge such alliances where necessary so that it and other American computer firms will never be dependent on Japanese manufacturers for microchips. There's good news and bad news from Wang Laboratories. The bad news is coming for 2,000 company employees who are getting pink slips this month in round two of the financially troubled firm's restructuring. The good news, though, is for customers. The company says it will strip away layers of bureaucracy separating users from company engineers and send teams of engineers into the field to talk to customers about their needs and problems. IBM says it's trying to adapt to the needs of two-career couples among its 250,000 U.S. employees. It says it's spending an additional $22 million a year to set up funds for expanded daycare for children of its employees and $3 million for care of dependent elderly relatives of employees. And that's this week's Computer News. You're listening to Soundbites on WXXI 1370, and of course, if you'd like to join in the conversation, your chance is as close as your telephone. 263-WXXI, 263-9994 is how you make the connection to be a part of Soundbites. Is there such a thing as a program that does everything? Well, certainly not yet, but integrated software is being touted by many people, especially those who publish it, as the next best thing to it, at least, that's available right now. And we're going to get a look at integrated software packages right now. We're going to hear some expert advice on it from a man who is a consultant to individual computer users around the Rochester and Monroe County area. He's Phil Gross, the Computer Coach, and he joins us to talk about such programs as PFS First Choice and its competitors in the integrated software field. Phil, it's good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Bob, thanks. It's good to be back again. This is my first time on Soundbites, but of course you've let me be on 1370 Connection several times. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back with us, and I want to ask you, first of all, integrated software in general, what is it?
Integrated software is nothing but what I like to call the big three: word processing, databases, and spreadsheets, and usually one or two other things. For example, communication software that lets you talk to remote bulletin boards and download information. The thing that makes them different is, instead of being standalone programs where when you're finished with your word process document and you now want to go to your database, you have to get out of one program or exit and load up a completely different one. That process takes time, and especially for those who have a two floppy disk drive system, is a lot of disk swapping and just gets darned uncomfortable.
As opposed to, of course, having a hard drive, which keeps a lot of this on file at all times.
Right, and much quicker retrieval. Now, the advantage of integrated software goes beyond simply having an all-in-one situation. You can very easily cut out a section of a document or a graph or a financial spreadsheet, lift it out of one document and actually paste it into the other without any grand involved procedures. They're very straightforward in their use. So for people who put together compound documents that include text, graphs, charts, and the ever-present numbers, it's a lot better, easier way to do business.
Now, if I'm, let's say, a manufacturer's representative, or if I'm somebody in the business world who's putting together a sales presentation or making projections on a product I'm trying to sell, I can see the immediate application of something like that. Is something like this going to make that type of endeavor a lot easier for me to do?
Not only that, but the program we're discussing, PFS First Choice, goes one step better. Some of my clients actually are manufacturers' reps for different products. And at only a $169 list, PFS First Choice allows you to create a rotating presentation of slides that can include text of different sizes, like signs, the graphs and charts that will stay on screen for a given number of seconds, long enough for someone to read it, and then automatically advance to the next slide and the next word. For people who attend trade shows, this is almost like having a second person there, because people can watch the presentation, then talk to you.
Now, I want to talk about some other functions, but first of all, of course, invite listener comments and questions at 263-WXXI, 263-9994. If you're wondering whether an integrated software package is for you, what you can do, as opposed to loading together a number of discrete popular programs for spreadsheets, word processing, publishing, database, and the rest, well, this is your chance to do so. This is your chance to ask Phil Gross, the Computer Coach, and we invite you to join us on the line right now. I'm wondering about the major players. You mentioned one, this First Choice program, which I guess is probably the best-known, popular-priced package, but there are others out there, aren't there, that do similar things, right?
There certainly are, and with correspondingly higher learning curves, that is, they do take longer to learn. You can easily get lost in the forest with too many trees. And for people who want to start with an integrated package, it's very easy to become lost in a myriad of features. Let's talk about some of the other folks. Heading the list, I would have to say one of the earliest and probably widest used is one called Enable. There's also one called Microsoft Works. MyGent puts out a package called 8-in-1, and there are several other smaller players as well.
Microsoft is probably among the best known of them out there right now, and certainly one of the best advertised and best publicized.
Definitely. It always seems that Microsoft Works and PFS First Choice go head-to-head and leapfrog each other in terms of features. Both obviously have their strong suits and their shortcomings.
Of course, that's one of the many programs that's made Bill Gates a billionaire, too. But then again, one thing I wonder about them all. You mentioned $159 price for that one package list, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Are most of the others that are out there relatively comparably priced, or are you getting into a situation where you're getting higher price, but at the same time maybe higher capacity and more ability to do more different things as you go up the scale?
You hit it right on the head. Perhaps the lowest of the packages is MyGent's 8-in-1, which lists around the $100 mark. However, it is rather limited in its features, but can provide an excellent entry-level point. The problem comes when you try to step up. I always tell people it's like building a house up to the roof. You want to do things, your packages can do it. You want to do more things, your software package can still do it. But at some point, you begin to bump your head on the ceiling, and when you step up to the next one, everything that you've done in the lower-end package may or may not be translatable, particularly in the line of spreadsheets and databases.
Now, I want to talk about these various levels right now and sort of get an idea of where the scale goes. I mean, we all know in the automobile industry, we know how to tell the difference between a Toyota Tercel and a Cadillac Sedan DeVille and everything in between along the price scale. There must be similar gradations in this field, too, in this field of integrated software. And I'm wondering where these programs fall along the line, what you get for your money.
All right. Well, let's talk about one of the really high-end ones, which would have to be Enable. List price, $695. Ouch, that's not dollars and cents. However, it has a programming language within it, very similar to what DBase 3 and 4 had, a developmental language that actually allows you to write your own, what are called in my business, vertical market packages. That is, computer software designed to run or help a specific type of business, such as a gas station or a grocery store or something similar. Moving down the line, we'd probably want to go to Microsoft Works at the $200 level. Many, many things in it. Also, a feature we should talk about are what are called macros, probably the least understood of all of the terms. A macro is nothing but a predefined series of keystrokes. Example, let's say at the end of the week you have a database and you want to generate mailing labels to send letters to people. Every Friday you press the same number of keystrokes, menu selections on your program. And you may find that you're going to type as many as 30 to 45 characters as you step through these menus. If you do exactly the same thing, in exactly the same way, in exactly the same sequence, doesn't it make sense that there ought to be some way to automate with the computer by saying, look, when I press the control key, the alternate key, and this letter, maybe an M for mailing labels, I want you, the computer, to type automatically those 45 keystrokes, step through the menus as if I had done it, because I want to go watch the Bills game, and I'm sure there's some people today that would really like to do that too.
Right, so this will enable you to basically give shorthand commands, in other words.
Exactly right.
And these things are part of such a program, at least even at that level, right?
Yes. While they may not be available to you on the really low-end integrated packages, such as 8-in-1, and please don't anybody call and say that I'm bashing 8-in-1, I'm not. It's a great package, and for $100 to get basically four applications, it is an excellent entry level.
Now we're talking, in all these programs, we're talking about something that combines at least rudimentary spreadsheet, word processing, the other things that we come to think of as standard business type things. I mean, we're talking about what a lot of people will put in separate programs, they'll spend $1,000 or more to do. There's got to be a catch here somewhere, in the sense that there has to be a difference in performance between one program at one particular price and what happens when you spend all this money, maybe $1,000 or more, put in several programs and a database on top of that and have them shuttling back and forth.
You're exactly right. One of my clients runs a $6 million catering business on PFS First Choice. That being said, there are a lot of reports and interdevelopment, if you will, of these types of things. Now, as I said to them once, while you can't get a silk purse out of a sow's ear, you can get a very smooth, very nice-looking sow's ear purse. The trick is to understand what your need is, how the different parts of it interact. Do you need mailing labels? Do you need letters generated? Do you need a database? Once you know what you need, you can begin to combine all of these elements into one rather smoothly integrated piece of work.
So, you might not necessarily need to spend the huge bucks if your needs are not too ambitious, though, right?
That's right. As with anything, and you'll hear this over and over again in the computer industry, from trying to select a personal computer to selecting your software, the question remains the same. What do you need to do with it? And I like to tell my clients, assume the computer can do anything. Finish this sentence. Boy, it would be great if I could get my computer to... and run with it. Write them down. If there are 35 needs, get them all. If there are 3, get those. Because within those 3 to 35 needs, there will be other things that we can then begin to look at and say, well, you asked for this. Supposing we could do that and that and that. That'd be swell. And pretty soon, if you'll excuse the expression, the hook has been set and we run.
I wonder, who needs an integrated package and who would probably be better off bringing in the separate packages and coming together and using database and the whole bit?
All right. The key here is the functions. It seems to make sense that any computer software package that can do 5 different things cannot do the range of features in any one subject, like word processing, like a database, that the $400, $300 program can. The trick is, how much of the package do I need, and can I use this information to migrate up to the more fully featured single-use package later?
263-WXXI is our number, and we invite you to call in on Soundbites. We should be taking calls in just a moment or two. But in the meantime, I wonder as well, as we look at, let's say, a typical package, I'm wondering who can use one of these integrated packages, who can get away with using them at relatively low cost compared to all of the separate packages that we put together. If I pay list price, if I put in one of the most popular publishing packages, one of the most popular word processing packages, a spreadsheet, a database, I'm talking $1,500 as opposed to $159.95. Now, how big an operation can I run and still get away with $159.95?
You'd be amazed at how big that would be. But first of all, I'm going to ask you to take your carving knife and cut away desktop publishing. Because even at the low end, desktop publishing, that is the ability to mix text and graphics, is in itself a very sophisticated function, and the lower end computers, that is the 2 floppy disk drive and the low end hard disk drive systems, simply do not work well at that level with a desktop publisher. It takes a lot of horses to run one of those.
Aha, let's go to the phones right now, incidentally, at 263-WXXI and find out what you're thinking. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I was listening last week when Mark Harris was on talking about shareware. And I was wondering, are there integrative, that's what it's called, right? Integrative software, is it out there on shareware so that, you know, I could try it and then pay if I liked it?
Interesting question. I have not really seen anything integrated, that is, word processing, database, spreadsheet, within one capability, it's an extremely complex package to write. And most of the folks out in shareware and the packages that I've seen, and I probably get over 75 catalogs every 2 months, have not addressed the integrated package. It's just very complex to write. So my guess would be no.
No, in so far as you know, do you think that they will probably see that?
I really don't. Once again, stressing the fact that writing a word processor, a database, a spreadsheet really requires that you know a lot of computer disciplines and the way a lot of different types of programs are structured. Now, I'm sure someone has already made a liar out of me, and I check my hands. They don't have holes in them. But to the best I've seen, I really haven't looked at any low-end, low-priced shareware integrated packages. And when you consider the cost of something like Mygint or PFS First Choice with the excellent manual and the profuse illustration, particularly that First Choice has, I could almost look you microphone to eyeball and say that would probably be the best way to go, and I don't think you'd be sorry you did.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're most welcome.
Thank you very much for calling. If you've got other questions concerning integrated software, which almost, I must admit, seems like something too good to be true for a lot of people, but if it doesn't seem too good to be true for you, or if it sounds like you may have some applications along that line, and if you're a small business person or an individual, you very well may. We invite you to join us at 263-WXXI. The computer coach, Phil Gross, is with us. And I've got to ask at this point about comparative functions vis-a-vis some popular programs. Let's look at spreadsheets on a lot of these. Again, use First Choice as an example because I guess it's a personal favorite of yours for its function and price. How good a spreadsheet package is it, just as a spreadsheet package, let's say, compared with 123?
Well, you picked the one landmine in the First Choice package. I was going to get to it later as we compared both the pros and the cons. One man's opinion, but Lotus 123 and what we call its slash bi-level menus, that is, you press the forward slash key and across the top of the screen you get basic choices such as to print something, to call up a file, to save, and underneath that is the sub-choice, or the next level of menus. This concept, if you will, has probably become as famous as in the computer world as the icon or picture-driven world of the Mac, and it's been very much copied and almost has become a de facto standard in the industry. Also, the fact that the vertical columns are labeled A, B, C, D, and the rows across 1, 2, 3, 4. First Choice seems to have chosen the other way to label these, where instead of row 1, column 1, the very top, being called cell A1, it's called R1, C1. A different way to look at it. And I feel personally it was not the best choice for First Choice to make. I would much rather have seen them go with the more popular and much more imitated and used Lotus 123 spreadsheet format.
Though I must admit, that's a relatively minor difference, that if you've worked with it for 5 minutes, you're probably going to be able to move back and forth between those two worlds without any problem. I mean, saying it's row 1, column 1, as opposed to cell A1, well, that's a little more shorthand, but it's not a real disabling feature, I wouldn't think.
Well, it's not disabling, but look at it this way. Supposing you have a formula that manipulates 5 different cells. That's a lot of extra keystrokes, and most people have been introduced to the spreadsheet world through 123 or one of its clones in shareware, such as Easy. And to run up against something that different is a bit of a culture shock.
So I've got to make more keystrokes in order to do the same equations and correlations then.
Correct. And the general layout of the spreadsheet, if it's your first time into integrated packages, and I realize, of course, for many people it will, you'll do just fine. There is no problem with it. It's just a little different than the way everyone else plays.
Do some of the other integrated packages more closely mimic 123 in their format?
Yes, and here I've got to run up the flag for both Mygint and for Microsoft Works. Both of them have adopted that same, I bite my teeth when I use this word, user interface. That is the look on the screen of the program.
So, if I buy one of those programs, I'm going to be in more familiar territory if I'm used to 123, let's say.
That's correct. You will.
Now, let's move next to the word processing area. Let's look at some of these integrated packages compared to, WordPerfect or Microsoft Word. How do they compare function-wise and ease-of-use-wise?
Ease-of-use, it's as I said before, the more trees there are in the forest, the more apt you are to get lost. The same thing applies. In Microsoft Works, PFS First Choice, exceptionally easy to get started. Very, very straightforward. And flat out, for word processing, I think the word processor in PFS First Choice is probably the simplest, easiest way to get started in any of personal computing. And I don't make that statement rashly. However, comparing them against Microsoft Word or WordPerfect, there is no comparison. If we put both of them on the scale at 10, you're going to be looking at a 3.5. And it doesn't mean that they're bad. It will take the average user buying PFS First Choice or Microsoft Works about 6 to 7 months before they run into a feature that they think they need and then find out that First Choice simply doesn't go quite that far. WordPerfect and Microsoft Word are heaven for the word processor, but not everyone needs heaven.
Now, of course, what I'm wondering is what features are missing. If they're that esoteric and it's going to take me months before I even get to them, do I really even need to worry about that? Am I likely to run across it if I'm running a mom-and-pop operation or if I'm a freelancer just doing something for my own hook?
All right, let's talk about that. Let's say that you're working on a manuscript for a large book. Wouldn't it be nice for chapters 1 through 42 of your book to have the table of contents automatically generated for you, such that if you began to move around pages, they would automatically be renumbered, and the table of contents you don't even have to type. The computer automatically responds to any chapter movement or page changes. Furthermore, if you have to bring graphics, which is simply pictures, into your text, if you have to create columns because you're creating a very simple newsletter, First Choice world, Microsoft Works world, not really. However, do most people who do word processing need to columnize or create automatically adding tables, that is, the ability to write down 5 numbers and have them totaled within a word processor? I think not, and that's the key.
So what it comes down to is only at the very highest level of sophistication. If I'm edging toward desktop publishing, or if I'm edging toward preparing a book-length manuscript for publication, that's the only time I'm going to need something really, really up there.
That's true. And most people simply don't need to columnize and don't need to do these types of things.
And I guess at this point, really, what it comes down to is, if I have relatively simple needs, maybe the integrated package is what I want then.
In my opinion, not only is it what you want, but grab it, because you will find the least cost, easiest to get into, manuals written in English, because an integrated package, for the most part, the people who write it understand that this may well be your first step into the computer world.
And my thanks to Phil Gross, the Computer Coach, for letting us into the world of integrated software packaging, which for many of us, especially those of us who are less ambitious in our needs, maybe the right choice. You're listening to Soundbites on WXXI 1370.